Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Wonderful Wednesday and this is your host, Pat Council. Excited to be here with you as always, you guys. And today we're going to talk about fruitful relationships. What is a fruitful relationship, or how do you decide what is a fruitful relationship? What a fruitful relationship is to you? And so I'm going to kind of give a few ideas that you can consider when making the decision to deal with others or to connect with other people. It's really important that you develop fruitful relationships, because if you want to go further in life, you've got to connect with the people that are going, first of all, where you're going, or people who can give insight and give you some wisdom to help you get to where you're going, or the people who can just flat out help you get to where you're going. Now, that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is, it is important to develop friendships that are fruitful. And when we talk about friendships that are fruitful, I'm not talking about, oh, what has your friend done for you lately, or what are they giving you? It's not about that. Fruit is not just about what they're giving you, things and stuff. So when we talk about the kind of friendships that you want to make, are friends that you can just kind of hang out with and really relax and have some fun with. And then there are your friends that you can, or your very close friends that if you have some challenges, they will be there to help you. Also, there are the friends that you have that you can talk to, but just talk to more on a surface level, but it can still be fruitful. Why? Because you learn from them and they learn from you. So there are different types of friendships, and there are different types of business relationships, and there's different types of relationships all the way across the board. Now, I'm going to give you, as I said, some insight as to what you may want to look for, or how you want to kind of put together your perfect idea, as close to your idea of perfection, your perfect idea of the kinds of relationships that you want to have and what you want to consider. Some of the qualities that you may want to look for in people that you're going to connect to. Now, when we're talking about relationships, if you notice, I didn't go and talk about the Eros type of relationships, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, a couple that's engaged. And so I didn't talk about those types of relationships because that's not what today's show is about. We're kind of starting at the basics. And the other part of talking about relationships, not just talking about the Eros kind of type relationships, but it's also, and not the business relationships and the friendships and those kinds of relationships, but it's also talking about the relationship that you're cultivating with yourself. And so we're going to talk about this a little bit more or in detail. We're going to kind of take each one of those subjects. But for today, let's kind of get an overall general idea about fruitful relationships, and really how to even know what to look for in a fruitful relationship. First of all, how do you even know that you're even connected to a fruitful relationship? Well, first of all, what about you? You want to look at yourself and figure out what your value systems are. What do you embody? What's important to you? What do you find to be valuable in your life? And when you know what that is, then it becomes easier for you to connect with people. Now, that doesn't mean that you and your friends all have to be the same. In other words, you don't all have to like the same types of movies. You don't all have to like the same kinds of cars. So you don't have to like the same things, because that's what makes for a great friendship most of the time, is that you guys have some similarities, but you also have some differences. And so when we talk about things like movies and those kinds of things. Those are things that I want to say that you can work around. But what we're talking about is someone's personal internal value system, how they view the world versus how you view the world. For example, if you think that this world is full of bad people, and you think that you're going to have a successful friendship or even a comfortable friendship with someone who looks through Pollyanna glasses that thinks that people are basically good, and that human beings, although they are flawed and there are problems, but the world is not all bad, but they look at the good in people, then you guys are going to kind of have some challenges there. So you got a little bit tug of war going on there. They're going to say some things that you're not comfortable with, and you're going to say some things that they're not comfortable with. So I'm going to give you some qualities. So as you look for people to connect with, as I said, first of all, start with you. Now, the best thing that I can do is look at some of my values or some of the qualities that I look for in a person. And the qualities that I look for will give you an idea. When I share these qualities, you may say, hey, you know what? These are some of the same values or qualities that I'm looking for, that I want to see in a person that I'm connecting with. Or you can hear this and go, no, I want the total opposite of that. Either way, you're going to get an idea of your value system, and you're going to get an idea of what kind of people you're looking for. See, I like to find people whose value systems, or connect with people whose value systems are like mine. So first of all, I like to deal with people who think about others first. People who think about, and it doesn't mean that you don't think about yourself. It doesn't mean that I don't think about myself. I definitely think about myself. But I like to deal with people who think about others too, as well as themselves. But they consider other people. And that's one. The other one is I like to deal with people who are big thinkers. They think bigger than themselves. In other words, they don't put their life in a box and make this decision that because you're of this ethnic group, this is how your life should be. Because you're of this gender, that's how your life should be. Because you are of a certain age, that this is how you should be behaving. It's ridiculous. I like people that love life, that think beyond that. And so as you listen to these qualities, write down the qualities that you like in people. And that's going to tell you that if you connect with people who embody those qualities, that's going to let you know that you're in the process of connecting to fruitful relationships. I also like to connect to people that are passionate about what they're doing, because when they're passionate and excited about what they're doing, it kind of rubs off on me. I'm an excited person. I'm a passionate person when it comes to what I do. And actually, when it comes to everything that I do, I get passionate and excited about it. If I'm not, then I really don't want to do it. But the thing is, I love to think big. I love to be excited about what it is I'm doing. I don't believe in settling. And I like people who think the same way. Iron sharpens iron. And so we kind of push each other without being pushy. Okay. So as you continue to listen to these qualities, it is just wise to understand what you're looking for in a person. I mean, I'm a friendly person, but I am very picky about who's in my immediate circle. And so you want to be picky about who's in your immediate circle. Why? Not because you're a snob or anything like that, but because you're headed in a certain direction and you have a purpose to serve while you're here on this earth. Well, if you just let anybody into your circle and you guys are doing a tug of war, then you're wasting your time, your purposeful time, the time that you should be using to carry out your purpose, to really live that quality life and to be doing life with power. So I like the person who's passionate. The other one is I like to connect to people who have what I call complementary skills. In other words, they can do something that I can't do. They can complement my skills and I can complement theirs. For example, I have a friend who's very good with numbers, very good, but I am better at writing. And I am better at putting together proposals than that friend is. And I'm better at being more organized when it comes to organizing a project. But she's very good at numbers. And if I miss a number or miss a beat, or if I'm not considering considering an expense, well, she will definitely catch it. So I like the people who have the complementary skills. We complement one another. I also like to, I look for people who have the quality of being a great supporter. We all need that supporter in our life. Someone that says you can do it. When you feel like you can't, when you feel like quitting, when you feel like stopping, we all like to know that there's someone. Who is that friend that you can connect to? Even to the point, who is that business colleague that you can call on and they'll say, you know what, you can do this. I like people who have a can-do spirit. People with a can-do spirit, that's a great quality to have. Can-do says I never quit. It says I never give up. It says I always go for the highest and best. And it says even if I fail, I'm going to jump back out there and I'm going to do it again. So can-do spirit is an amazing quality to look for in a person. What about people with an expanded influence? I know people like that. And even if I don't know someone, I can call that person and they know someone who knows someone who knows who I want to get connected to or who knows who I'm looking to meet. And so these are things that you want to look for. Now, this is more along the business side because the reality of it is a couple of my friends, they are fun to hang out with, fun to be around, fun to talk to, but they bring amazing things to the table in their respective careers, but we don't necessarily complement each other when it comes to business. However, when we hang out, we complement each other when it comes to shopping, we complement each other when it comes to talking about current events, and we complement each other when it comes to just discussing kind of really deep philosophies of life. So those are great relationships because they inspire you and they also help you think more. So far I talked about the person who thinks about others first, the person who thinks bigger, the big thinker, the person who's passionate, and the person who offers complementary skills, someone who is a great supporter, and the person who possesses the can-do spirit and expanded influence. Now, the other thing I like too is I like people that kind of have what I call an activist mindset. They want to do something. They want to get involved. Now, I'm not talking about the people that want to complain and picket because of something they're not getting. And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just making a choice for the kind of people I want to hang around. You get to make your choice also. And so, but the activist mindset says, I can do something about this. I can, we can collectively, we can come together and we can create something or build something that can help make others' lives easier or make this situation get better. I like people who are ladder builders, people who are constantly moving up, not people who are constantly talking about how old they're getting. Here's the thing about getting older. If you keep living, it's a given. It's going to happen. So I don't get the whole thing about talking about it all the time and reminding people that you're getting older, because here's the rest of that story. They can actually look at you and tell that you're getting older. So the thing is that ladder builders don't have time to sit around and talk about that. Well, you know, I'm getting old and yeah, got to get a new rocking chair. And if that works for you, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but these are just qualities. The best way I know to kind of give you an idea as to what makes for a fruitful relationship is to let you know kind of what my list is about, and then you can take the time to come up with your list. I like people who actually believe in teamwork, not the one who always has to be the center of attention and it's always about them, and they're not interested in being a part of a team. They're not interested in growing. Now, there's a difference, a distinct difference between having a person be the leader of a group. Okay, most groups have either a clear leader or a self-appointed leader that ultimately kind of gets thrust into that position because they took charge when no one else would and nothing was getting done. Either way, leader, but that's a leader who's interested in teamwork and interested in bringing people together for some kind of common good. So I like people who create teamwork, who want to make things happen. And those kinds of people, we can grow together all day long. And finally, I like people that make a difference. And I like people that love people. They love other people. They care about other people. It's not just about them saying something nice and speaking to a person and then kind of later on behind their backs, you're saying little tacky things, or you're gossiping about that person, that's not a fruitful relationship. That's just annoying. And so the thing is, but a person who's interested in making the difference, they don't have time to do things that are not fruitful. See, making a difference is about growth. Making a difference, and we're talking about a positive difference, of course. Making a difference is about being a ladder builder. It's about going to the next level. And I can assure you, there's no one who's fruitful who engages in things like gossip or want to read the tabloids and gossip about what's going on there, or they want to look at these shows that are on television that are all about somebody sleeping with somebody else's husband. I mean, this stuff is So anyway, that's my idea of fruitful relationship. These are kind of the values that I think that people that I connect to should embody. Just remember, you know, great partnerships make you better than you are. So that's the real key. Do the people that you're connected to, are they making you better? Are you guys constantly growing to the next level? They actually multiply your values. They enable you to do what you do best. They allow you to help others to do their best. They give you more time, help you fulfill the desires of your heart. And they actually complement and compound your vision and all of your efforts in life. And so that is my idea of a fruitful relationship. So it's very value centered. And so if you ever decide, should I hang around this person or not, look at what they're bringing to the table in terms of values. And we're not just talking about work. If somebody's constantly gossiping or speaking negatively about things, then that person is taking away from your thriving energy. And so as a result, they have a value system that may not be the best for you if you're interested in doing life with power, if you're interested in going to the next level. Well, I don't want to get too much into this. I just kind of wanted to give you an overview of what it means to cultivate fruitful relationships and perhaps what you want to look for. I suggest that you take the time to write down your values and go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com. Click on mention on show and you can see the power up journal sheet that corresponds with today's show. And you can answer those questions and that will help you get a clearer picture about your, not only your value system, but about the people that you're connected to. And it will help you determine if there's actually some fruitfulness going on with the person that you're connected to. But in any event, you don't have time to download that, but you really want to go and get it because it will give you the opportunity to sit and think for a minute. But if you don't, if you say, I want to know now because I'm driving and I'm listening to this, well, here's the thing. Are they actually multiplying your life? In other words, not giving you stuff, but are they helping you to be better? Are they sharpening you? Or do they always say what you want to hear? Okay, sometimes you need people to support you. And there are times when we confuse support with someone saying what we want to hear. Support is about a person telling you the truth, but telling you the truth in love, not being brutal and rude and obnoxious and thinking, I'm just keeping it real. No, you're keeping it real, all right, real negative. So the thing about it is you want to pay attention to where you are in your life. And if you're not where you want to be, then it's a good, strong possibility. It's not their fault because these are people you're choosing to hang around. And so it's a good, strong possibility that you may want to take a look at your life and make some new decisions that will allow more fruit, you to bear more fruit into your life. We get to bear fruit by learning from one another. We also bear fruit from not just learning from one another, but from being around one another and complimenting one another. So take a look at the people that are in your space. Hey, before I wrap up for today, I want to remind you guys that that my free ebook, Earn $3,000 Before Christmas, is available to you. You can go to our website. It's right there on the homepage. Click on the link and you can download it instantly. If you've already signed up for it, it is being sent to you already, so it's probably in your email box right now as we speak. So go there, get signed up for that book, and you can earn $3,000. And it really, the truth of the matter is you could actually earn $3,000 a month using this technique. However, I put $3,000 in 90 days to give you a little learning curve there, but it's super simple to implement what we have in the ebook. So go there, check it out, get going, get started. Hey, get those fruitful relationships, connect with the right people, and before you know it, you'll be doing life with power.